Welcome to the Ephesiology Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the study of the early Christian movement and its implications for the church today. Today it is Michael, our resident ephesiologist, and myself, Andrew Johnson. I am a pastor at Neartown Church in Houston, Texas. Michael, welcome to summer, right? It's officially summer.
That's right. Yeah. The days are warm. The grass is growing.
So that's how it feels where you are. The days are not warm, Michael.
The days are thick. I would imagine where you are.
I just read a report saying that there is a heat bubble that is sitting over Texas and Oklahoma that is expected to sit over this well after the 4th of July.
Oh.
So.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky us. Lots of places in Texas are setting heat records. So it's not great. It's not great, Bob.
Nope.
We're not enjoying it. And you're like, hey, the grass is growing. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Only if we water it, it's just going to start wilting here. So welcome to Texas. I know all of our listeners are really excited to hear about the weather on the Ephesiology Podcast.
Yeah.
So we wanted to take a moment and actually not talk about summer, but welcome you all to summer, because as is our habit, we will record right up into the first few weeks of summer, and then we will take a few breaks, a few weeks of break is what I mean to say. We'll take some time off before the next season gets going into the fall. So, Michael, as you are looking towards the summer, looking back at where we have been, what have you enjoyed from the podcast this past year? And what are you looking forward to in the summer?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, well, we've had a good year. I think we've had a lot of guests on the podcast, and that's been exciting to get to know people, deepen relationships with them. And so I've enjoyed that aspect of what we've done this year. Probably more than anything, really. I mean, that's been fun. We've had Mike Frost, Alan Hirsch. Last week we had Evan Owens, Lance Ford. Who else have we had? I mean, we've had like a gazillion people, it feels like.
We really have. They've all cycled through. They've all been wonderful and not forgettable by any means. So if you've been our guest and we can't remember that we had you on, please don't take this personally. But it has been a very full year with really great interviews and encouragements. And Michael can attest, I've multiple times we finished recording and I'm just like, that was such a good episode. I am so thankful we got to talk with them. I feel so excited. Amped is usually a word I'll go with. You know, I'm so amped to get out and continue to do ministry based on some of the things that we've heard.
Yeah. Well, and names still keep flowing through my brain. Craig Whitney from Stadia. We had Steve Lustin did three or four or five podcasts.
I think we suckered Steve in for five.
Yeah. We even got him to buy a microphone and then we said, nope, we don't want you anymore.
Yeah. So now he sounds really, really good to jump on other people's podcasts. Yeah. For which we're thankful. Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Steve's part of us. We're part of Steve. When he sounds good, we sound good. Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Look, I love that.
Greg Henson, the president of Kairos University, was on. Scotty Maynard from Knox Theological Seminary was on.
I think we had Brad Watson. He showed up again this year.
Boy, that must have been early on.
I think it was. And it was so long ago, and now it makes me feel like, well, I guess we're going to have Brad on again. It's just been too long. So if I can't remember it, we need to bring him back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a good year. It's been a good year. I think Michael and I got to experience the Movement Leaders Collective Gathering in Chicago. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, we actually saw each other face to face. It was sweet. It was awesome.
It was fun.
I left feeling very encouraged. I left feeling very encouraged, and I left with greater confidence for what Ephesiology is doing and mm-hmm. what God is calling us to in the weeks and months ahead. There's going to be some cool things shaking out, and the best time to talk about what's coming up is at the end of the season, when we're not going to update anybody over the next few weeks. And then when they come back in the fall, we'll be able to say, hey, here's some of the things that are happening, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And I don't, you know what, it's kind of hard even where we are at this moment to speculate about some mm-hmm. of these things, because a lot of conversations are happening. But I mean, you brought up the Movement Leaders Collective, and we're super excited about that relationship and looking forward in the course of this upcoming year, beginning in the fall, to have several symposia that I think we're tentatively calling, and I'm excited about this, actually. We're tentatively calling these the Areopagus Symposium, where we're bringing
rolls some, right off the tongue.
Yeah, it does. Well, you think of Paul in Athens, and gosh, that's been just such a part of our thinking on Ephesiology uh-huh. and the way in which he engages culture there. So it's going to focus on the intersection of theology and culture, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the thinking that's going on related to the symposium and those that we'll have into the future. And you'll be a part of that. A number of our doctoral students are going to be participating in those over the course of the year. And so I'm excited about that. And that's all in partnership with the Movement Leaders Collective. And it should be a interesting, fun year.
Man, that sounds very fun. On a non-academic, non-ephesiology level, what are you looking forward to for the summer? How are you going to get a break? Are you going to get rest? How are you resting?
Well, I'm trying to finish a book.
So and, not at all. Go on.
I'm getting there. Okay. And this is, I think it's an important book, I suppose. I guess I wouldn't write something.
You wouldn't write it if you didn't think so.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody else will think it's important or not. But anyway, it'll be something that we talk about in this coming year. But it's actually, I'm writing this out of order, and I'm really wrestling with that, because this is the fourth, actually it should be the fourth, in a multi-volume work on missiological theology. And you remember in the course, Missiological Theology, the things that we talked about in regards to theology proper and missiology and ecclesiology and, you know, all of these things. It felt like that it was time to think a little bit more concretely about those things. And I've been doing that out of order. And so okay. the first volume, which should be actually the fourth volume, is about ecclesiology. Okay. But it's such a needed topic right now, because I think that as I look at the ecclesiological landscape, not only in the United States, but around the world, I think we're in a period of history when we need to give a lot more thought to what church is. And so I'm trying to do that in a way that is going to be winsome, as I think is kind of the hallmark of ephesiology, but thoughtful and careful as well. And looking historically, because there are such interesting historical events that, you know, I didn't learn in seminary. I'm sure you didn't learn in seminary, and many haven't, if they've gone to seminary, and certainly in the church itself, we don't often talk about these things, but I think they're formative and they're important for us to understand about the development of the church, especially in the late first century, going into the second century and third century. And so I'm about two chapters away from completing it. So it's getting there.
That's fantastic.
So that'll be my one major work over the course of the summer.
Okay. And so you'll knock that out and rest? Do you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, we like to camp, as you know, and yes. We've already squeezed in two short camping trips. We've got one more in August that we'll do, and then we'll spend some time in Colorado with our mission organization, and then we have one international trip planned. So we're a little busy this summer, but looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Johnsons are enjoying this hellish heat.
You guys need to get out of Texas.
It will come. In a little bit, we'll actually be in the Pacific Northwest for a little bit, visiting some dear friends. And that will be glorious. Glorious, glorious, glorious. So we'll be in PNW, and then I think I'll get back. I'll look at Houston for a few days, and then we'll leave again and help lead a men's trip out to Colorado.
So nice.
And then back again and be in Houston for a few weeks, and then school starts, and then the madness gets going. And then come early fall, my wife and I are leading a group from our church, and we will be going again to Athens, Greece.
Oh, nice.
Working with some wonderful people who are a part of the Pungrati Project. They lead the Pungrati Church, named Emmanuel and Bethany Sousas. And they are incredible people. And we'll be working with Greater Europe Mission. And we've really enjoyed working with Jim and what they bring to the table. And it's going to be a fun atmosphere. So, hey, this is the perfect time to plug this. So when we post it, people can go and get information. Unfortunately, I will be missing what I'm about to plug because I will be in Athens. One of the guests that we had this year was Chad Clarkson, who is the director of the Houston Church Planting Network. And this coming fall, they're doing their second City Networks gathering. And so for people who are around the country and they are wondering, what does it look like to have a collaborative city reaching church planting deal in their city, they can come and learn. I think there's already 13 other churches who have signed up, or 13 other cities, probably not even just churches, 13 mm-hmm. other cities who are going to come to Houston and learn how has this happened in Houston? What are some things we need to think about? Where are we in this process? Is this even something we want to do? But I want to put the plug in. I think it's September 26th, something around that. Just go to citynetworks.org and look up information, because maybe that's something that you, your city, your church is interested in finding out about. So unfortunately, I have to miss it because I will be on the other side of the world. But I was very encouraged the last one that HCPN led. This is going to be a really great opportunity.
Mm.
So early plug, but encouragement.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's good. Well, is there anything, Michael, that you want to leave our listeners with before we run into summer and they have to go and listen to past episodes to get their fix of us?
Yeah, well, wouldn't we love to think that people get their fix on ephesiology? I'm not so certain that that's the case, but we do have, of course, a number of episodes. I don't know if this is going to be episode 143, actually.
Goodness.
And there are 142 other episodes that can entertain you over the summer as you're lying on a beach somewhere.
And encourage you, right? We understand that we are not just an entertainment space. Actually, I think that's us fooling ourselves, thinking that people listen just to be entertained. We do certainly want this podcast to be an encouragement and something that stretches you as well as inspires you to what God has for you wherever you are. And so please scroll back listen to some of those episodes, some of the people we just name dropped, say, oh, I didn't hear that, or I don't remember that episode.
We had Scott McKnight on too long ago. How can we forget him? Talking about his Revelation.
Literally within my view. Yeah. What a great episode. Yeah, go back. Take a listen. Be challenged. Be encouraged. Spread the podcast. Let others know that this is happening, and we'll start again in the fall. We'll have another great lineup of guests and people who are challenging us, who are encouraging us, and we want you to be encouraged by them. So, for the summer of 2023, for Michael and myself, thank you for joining us on the Ephesiology Podcast.